join internet sweetheart Dale. No, that's not quite right. What's enough? Join your master of ceremonies, Dale. No, that's too far. Ah, I've got an idea. Join the guy who knows things about stuff. This is the generic live show with the guy who knows things about stuff, Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the generic live show for a Sunday. You know, that doesn't leave me much room to do anything, in fact, but thanks for joining us. I've done some bumpers! I've done some brand new bumpers! We've had two of them today! That was a repeat for the one that started off the show. I mean, that was an improv bit that I did during my recording session, and, you know, that's... These things happen. Improv is great, except for when you almost call yourself the internet sweetheart. I'm not the internet sweetheart. That's definitely not me. Now, fake news is a huge thing, a huge topic area that's probably going to come up at the end of the year because it's been bantied around so many times this year, but this is definitely taking it too far. Apparently, there was announcement of a nanny reboot, but I discovered today that it is fake news. I need clarification on this. GenericLiveShow@gmail.com. I don't care how you... I'll give out my phone number if people want to text me. And not that you really could, because if you live in the States, it would cost you $1 million to text me. I just want to know if this is actually a thing. If there is a nanny reboot. Because the nanny is brilliant. It's fantastic. It came out the year I was born. I should tell you how old I am. I don't know why I'm doing this annoying thing, but it has to stop. The nanny is just life, man. You don't mess with the nanny, man. You don't do it. It's like playing with fire. You don't play with fire, man. It just doesn't happen. See, it's like, there, here you go. What's not to love about this?
Its catchy opening song, The Nanny, is an unforgettable classic that ran for 6 seasons. The show was created in 1993 by Fran Drescher and her husband Peter Mark Jacobson, and is still adored all around the world.
Hello.
Here she is now.
I'm forever grateful. I mean, this show is just... surpassed our wildest imagination.
80 countries, I think, The Nanny is seen in.
Yeah, I think it's easier to list what countries it's never been seen in. It's really just, you could probably count them on one hand.
Flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fran.
What is there not to love about The Nanny with Fran? Like, seriously, what is there not to love about The Nanny with Fran? Like, The Nanny was amazing. What's...
Invasion. We're having a dinner party. In 1985, while Fran and her husband Peter Mark Jacobson were having a dinner party at home, they were the victims of a shocking, violent invasion.
Oh, okay. How about we don't do that? How about we listen to something more upbeat? Oh, man. Here's what Fran Drescher said I also might have to beat that out in any future broadcast. Okay, we'll figure that out. We'll figure that out. Okay, so here we go. So here is what Fran herself has said about a nanny reboot.
We wouldn't do it for the money. We would do it because we cracked the code on how to tell the story 20 years later.
A little bit for the money.
And make it, you know, interesting. I set a very high standard because at this stage in my life, it really has to make my heart sing. So as Peter said, once the sexual tension is gone, now she's the wife, there went, you know, the series. So to go back...
We'd have to redevelop it.
We'd have to figure out where we're starting from.
So that is... Oh, hang on, let's do my second.
What's what it is? We wouldn't do...
Oh, there you go. Wow, okay. Man. Because someone said they would do it, someone's taken it up and said that there is... a Nanny reboot. Oh, why did people start rumors? Dude, man, don't do that. Don't do that at all. Please, don't mess with my, Nanny, man. Don't mess with it. Okay, oh, also in breaking news, the voice of the final just ended. It's very exciting, guys. The voice Oz just finished broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, woo! And the show is also about to finish broadcast as well, so there you go. But, man, okay, they're now... The awkwardness in that clip, by the way, we close on this. Oh, maybe I close with... Maybe I close on this. And, you know, it's interesting. And I want to close on this, but the awkwardness in that clip was fascinating. Oh, this theme song. She was walking in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens. Okay, I'm going to do this is probably, I'm going to get flagged for this, but why not? Why not, as we go out, Take a Gamer in the chat says the Nanny is great. I know the Nanny is great. People give it crap, and it is unfortunate that the nanny is underrated. So, but all third things must come to an end. Much like this show, right here on the Generic Live Show. Nanny, I love that line. I don't know why that line has always rung true to me. I remember I grew up with a nanny, like legitimately. Like this was me for a period of time, which I don't know whether I should be saying that out loud. Oh, I was not the nanny. That's not how that works. But yeah, here we go. We're gonna come up with the big climax. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Star Kibble here with you. It's 11 o'clock. The nanny named Fran.